Afternoon, Friday, February 20th, 2026.
Okay, we can start with Will.
Good afternoon. I'm sure you guys have gotten the letter. I hope you've had time to read through it. Plan with that is to have my last day being 31st of March, working on getting everything wrapped up in the office that I need to for paperwork and stuff along those lines that I've kind of got outstanding at the moment. Okay. I'll have that all wrapped up. I'm working on getting together a file with all the necessary information for passwords and all that other stuff that will be needed to pass on to the next individual that will fill the spot.
Okay. Great, thank you. I appreciate this, giving this much notice.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I remember having that discussion with Marla when I was first hired on, that I'd try to give you guys at least a month's notice, and so I wanted to abide by that word.
Good.
I wanted to be here today as well, so that way I could maybe discuss trying to fill the position. Obviously, we've got election signups and everything else like that for registration still ongoing. My thought on that was, wait to appoint anyone to see who all is going to be running. If there's more than one person, then maybe to ask Ellen here to cover as the acting in the meantime. If there's only one person, and if you guys were so to choose, then to just have them appoint to finish out the rest of my term.
When do filings end?
March 4th.
It's a tiny window.
Yes.
It's
cut in half.
They really cut that down. It used to be almost 90 days.
Yeah. Yep, they really cut it back.
When do we have our next meeting?
March 3rd.
I just came over there taking questions, like we've done in the past.
We've got the screens if you need that.
Yeah.
You need that PowerPoint worked up.
I did bring the PowerPoint. like I said in the past, we're not going to leave you guys high and dry. Whenever we've been covering and doing stuff since the last election.
Yep, you have.
Yeah, Will's been pretty good about reaching out to us if he's going to be gone. He's helped us with some corner vacancies too. And I know with election, I have talked to Scott, and I speak for Scott, of course, but we have discussed some options there of when, because elections are goofy things. We've talked about that, and we never know who should file, want to file, or anything. So if there was any questions, just wanted to know that we would be willing to help out. We're not going to leave you guys high and dry.
That's good. It does that. I don't know how many people have filed for your position. All I know is rumor mill. Have you filed?
Yeah, I have filed.
Okay.
But no one else that I know of has filed.
So far.
So far. Tell it forth. We'll know for sure. Yeah. And then there's still that write-in period.
Mm-hmm.
There's some of that up to. So close to the general election.
They get a longer period to file for write-in than we did for filing.
Yeah.
I have to double check that, but I think they changed that to where it's the same day as the filing deadline, March 4th. It's weird.
For write-in?
They did change a bunch of it, so I don't know what all that entails.
And to me, it's like, well, if you're going to file as a write-in, why don't you just do it the right way and just be on the ballot? But there might be understanding circumstances. I don't know.
If you file before the filing deadline, you're not filing as a write-in.
Right. Yeah, and I was kind of wondering why that filing deadline is the same day. Because on the calendar, it says so. It's weird.
All I can say is legislators have no idea of the process.
And shortening the window was, and then planning our election training right in the middle of our filing,
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because we're all going to be gone next week. So, a little upsetting.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, so we're willing to however it transitions from here to make that a smooth transition and help out where needed.
The one other thing that I had that I just kind of got worked out yesterday for the most part was with those grants that I'd applied for. I called up Tim Sheehy's office and talked to them about if we needed to change point of contacts, how we're going to go about that, at what point we needed to change point of contact. And so I went ahead and asked Nicole and Hannah to be the point of contacts for that. Got them all that information. And obviously I'm going to leave my personal phone number, so that way if any of you guys have any questions about anything, please feel free to reach out and I'll answer what I can if I remember or know it.
Okay.
Same thing with those grants. If there's any questions on those, then yeah, don't hesitate to reach out on that.
So, just a thought. Would it be appropriate for us to meet? Our first meeting in April is the 7th, to have you come over?
Just, we could do it. I could do about any time. Tuesdays are bad, but other than that, we can make it work if it's
afternoon. Well, we'll have some other answers by then, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
I mean, just so we can touch base and know where we're at by then.
Exactly. That's okay. What we can just, Will's told me from the beginning this, whenever I'm looking at being gone, and then we can just, you know, help Brian out here with whatever's going on there and fill in the gaps, you know, as needed. So.
The one thing I haven't fully finished discussing yet was the coroner coverage with Rosewood County, so I got to meet with Keith on that, and I'll be talking with him, making sure that we can get that portion going as well. So, because I always forget that Rosewood County's different, that they've got the two separate offices for that. That's all I've got for you guys.
Perfect. We wish you well.
We do. And I make a motion to accept his resignation.
I'll second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Yep.
All right. Do you want to go next?
You go right ahead.
I just have the three realtor documents that I emailed to you guys previously. Yeah. Yeah. So you signed, but yeah, you almost wrote it. And I had, we should put, since we've never been to it, or a date.
Is this for the land sale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they sent over three agreements with the broker, like disclosures, the listing agreement, things like that, those three.
Well, Marlo's been there.
I was going to ask you, yeah, I don't know what.
Yeah. I don't know that I have actually been on the property, but.
It's better to say less than more.
Yes. In order to confuse them with who has been and who hasn't.
Right, just my thought would be to say, no, we really haven't.
These are funny. Some of these forms are just a waste of paper.
If you think of any other disclosures, let me know. But on there, I had listed, you know, there may be noxious weeds. The fences might be on the boundaries, but we don't know. The lack of legal access. Maybe show Ruth Bowie that one question on the front that I wasn't sure how to mark. I should just say we haven't. It's safer to say less than more.
Marlo said he's been out there, whatever. I have not been.
Okay. And I'm not the first one.
Yeah. But Treasure County has been, and my dad was there. But the current commissioners at this time have not been out there. And so we can't really attest to anything.
No. And I predict when I get on DocuSign, there won't be a explained. It's going to be a marker or a marker.
Yeah. So once we sign this, then it'll go up on the bill.
Yeah. You can just, if you vote to allow me to proceed with the DocuSign, that's what he's hoping. I just printed them out so mm-hmm. you could see them today. He's going to list it as of Monday, the 23rd, so that'd be this Monday. Mm-hmm. And I thought I would put up notice to meet our publication posting requirements around town and on the website. Preference? Do you like my little sagebrush or no sagebrush?
Yeah,
it was really hard to get
anything
clip art.
That would get someone's attention.
Yeah.
When I Googled.
Did you
all
have trouble with Jim Espy's email? It always kicks back to me.
No, I didn't.
Because.
Huh.
And even when you go to Ranchmart's website, my computer won't open it.
I'll be ding.
But firewalls and everything, it's.
Corey's been the main one communicating with
his
me
went right
CC.
Through.
Yeah. And when you want free clip art of landscape, it pops up mountains, and it's like, well, that's false advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that.
So reading through this one here, our consent and good faith and all that, where in any of this does it say the amount that they...
I think that they want to sell it.
Their percentage. Their percentage. I was looking for it too and I didn't find it.
I found it here even.
Yeah, keep looking.
Because what they proposed to us was it was a 5%.
Right. I feel like I saw it somewhere, but I can't remember.
Lockbox authorization for your kid.
I'm at the dig.
Yeah.
If you don't see it.
That's the only thing because.
Right.
We can't. They have an ask price, but the
yeah.
price is going to be determined between.
I would
them.
Think it's in the listing agreement, would be my first thought, but.
That would be mine. Okay. I will look more closely.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, it's a listing agreement. It should be page 2 under the broker compensation. I'm looking at an older draft, so hopefully it's on there.
That's right here. There we go, 5%. Okay. I'll move that it's okay for you to do the DocuSign for us.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, same sign?
And then
motion
I will
carry.
Post it on Monday.
Okay. Do we need a motion to accept the agreement? Well, I think that's what...
That's basically
that's
what you
what
just said.
DocuSign
to
DocuSign
is
okay.
accepting all three.
I just want to make sure we didn't skip a step somewhere.
No, and I guess for your notes,
okay.
you can put these three...
Okay.
What are, I would disclosure, listing agreement, disclosure statement, and relationship.
Okay.
I had to step out.
Do you
say
have copies? This is for me? Okay.
I'll probably have to print their signed ones, but
Kay.
This gives you.
Yep, that way I can at least get it in the minutes.
The low on the appraisal is 1.5.
Oh, wow.
So that's where they'll start.
Okay, cool.
And I told him that if he gets offers within the first 2 weeks, we can't accept any offer for at least 2 weeks. He had questions on how that worked. Because of our publication, it has to be once every 6 days. So I just round up and say Got to advertise it at least 2 weeks before you accept it. So, okay, I will run off and go do DocuSign. If I run into a bind, I'll come back in and ask you.
Well, I'm sure at some point we have to address something. You can't just let it sit there.
Yeah, you can't let $5,600 this year.
We didn't get $5,600 last year, did we?
No, you didn't.
No.
Because it was, they pay you like on a 3-year average. But mm-hmm. I called Travis and asked him. He said, that's what you would get next year. So that's just something to keep in mind. If it
we
don't
wait
sell,
a little bit and then decide.
But it will probably sell because it's not the cap or generally gonna go broke. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah. Well, and we could also look at with this property that Fish and Game has that other conservation program where you sign on a 40-year lease.
Yeah.
And it's $119 a month. And you also then it gives access, so we have other options,
right?
This is the better one. This is the better of all of them at this point, if it works. But it's Treasure County's property until it's not to utilize.
Yeah, okay,
thank you, Hannah.
Thank you,
thanks, Hannah.
So we're now to court system security walkthrough.
Yes. So there was a gentleman that visited all 56 counties in the state of Montana. So on a positive note, we weren't the worst off county. So he was actually surprised that we have a security, like hardwired security. He said, because those are way better than, because I guess people were getting the wireless ones and they would die or whatever. And but some suggestions he made for us in his deal is to lock the courtroom when it's not being used. So we thought about like keypad security, like putting a keypad on both the doors to have, well, because we have like all this equipment. And they had a situation in another county where a defendant was being tried the next day and the victim's father came in and had a broadhead in a drawer. I don't know how he snuck it in because they had metal detectors and everything. An arrow.
Oh.
Yes. Had it in a drawer and he was planning on attacking the defendant. And he also suggested, he said, we don't necessarily have to have like the standing metal detectors, but like wands, the metal wands for the sheriff's department. Another thing for emergency situations, he said, was to, like, our vaults will lock, but it's kind of difficult to do. But just having, like, a small chain that we could have Sean maybe install in the vault. So if we had to go into the vault doors, it's super inexpensive. Just a little hook with a chain. There is what's called ballistic paneling that you could get to protect Aaron and Lindsay up there to put behind, you know, so they can hide.
Yeah.
So yes. And I know Aaron has expressed concerns of that as well. Mm-hmm. And then another thing is like separating this off, which I mean, I know we're tiny anyway, but he said to separate this off so it's harder to get up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, this used to be narrow.
I see.
There was a door on there.
Oh, okay.
Like a saloon door.
Yes, yeah, kind of like swinging. Yeah, because well, there is one back
yeah,
there.
I like that one.
Yeah.
But we had to open it up because of accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
We got an inspection on that and they said, it's too narrow, you can't get through here in a wheelchair.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's why it got wider.
That's why it's wider. Okay. Another thing is the cameras. You know, we need some sort of camera in here. The chains in the vaults, I said, and that's pretty much it. He was actually pretty pleased with everything we had in place. So
refresh me my memory, because did he say a camera actually in the courtroom?
Yeah, it says cameras. I think that's becoming a big thing. Installing or upgrading court security cameras that meet state network requirements.
You're going to get into a privacy issue. You got to bring a DN case in here and it's on a camera.
Mm-hmm. But it probably doesn't have voice, I would assume.
Yeah, no, but you can't, DN cases are not public. They're closed session.
I'm not sure. Oh, I know Lindsay has done them in the office in there before, so I'm not sure when we had to zoom in.
It's whatever the judge determines, but pretty much.
Yeah. Well, we could ask the judge on that one, too, but
that's just an issue that could come up if you actually had cameras in the courtroom. Now, we do have cameras in the courtroom on these computers.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. Yes. Yes. And he knew that. But he was talking about, like, security cameras. Yeah. So that way, if somebody were to come in and mess with anything, it would be caught on camera.
Which camera at the doorway, maybe, not actually in the courtroom. Cut. That privacy issue on those DN cases and some of those is
I've no, seen I know.
Several cases on those. Mm-hmm. So we just need to be careful.
Yes.
So, this looks to me to be a golden opportunity to upgrade this courtroom to meet security and do them at the same time.
Yes.
Because, yep. Like, aren't those doors, are they hollow, Sean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably need to be solid. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, wouldn't this be a great way to utilize
what's
this?
What's that?
And especially if we could get some of the...
Oh, really?
One of the meetings I was at, Treasure County's gotten some of this opioid money and they're using it for courtroom security. But there's nothing that says you can't make security look nice.
Right.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah. I'll come up here. Is that all right?
Absolutely. Because then, you know, if we have to address this, we're all in agreement. We don't really like the tone of this wood, but if we're going to fix some of this with security, we could
do it all
at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the main thing was having this room locked when we aren't in here, just because we have all of the equipment and things like that. And then also, Lindsay and I had talked about moving this because this stand was great when COVID, but about putting it back there so they don't have to come all the way out here to do it, because Aaron even has to walk all the way out here to mess with it. But if we put a stand in the back, that laptop can be back there on that stand.
Oh, in the corner of the judge
and
box?
It'd be right in between Aaron and Lindsay, so that way they could work it from right there. They don't have to worry about getting up and coming, and then that'll clean all that up too. Yeah. So if we're working on the courtroom, but
I think they do what works for them.
Yeah.
You could even get fold down things or something.
And you may have to get a smaller. That might work up there, but there's no room.
Well, I'd probably have Sean pretty much take, because everything is wired into that stand, but you could take the bottom off and put the stand, like, in the back there, so that way they could
it
just...
It doesn't have to roll.
Yes, it does not. It would be stationary.
Yeah, if it wasn't stationary up there, it wouldn't have to roll.
Yeah, or he could build a pretty wood stand or something for it, and we could rewire
it. I
watched
Judge Judy. I know what goes on in a courtroom.
but those were just his concerns. And then I did like the key on the, because sometimes, like, when you're in a panic and you're in a hurry, like, what are you going to do if you accidentally, like, lock yourself in there really good in those vaults? It's, yeah. Oh, gosh, you scared me. You're good. And then he also said putting, like, emergency, like, first aid kits, which we do have first aid kits, not specifically in the vaults, but, and just maybe a few snacks or something just in case. But, yeah. So that's all he had there.
I really like the fact that we had that door in the hallway.
He did.
He did. Across to block the hallway. He really thought that was an A-OK idea.
Yes.
The hallway looks great without the desk, by the way.
I love it. It's really cleaning up in here. It looks nice. The ceilings, we get compliments on the ceilings and... Yes, it's looking nice.
Pictures make a huge difference, too.
Yes.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah, I wish we had a few more.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I love that they're all Hysham pictures. So, yeah.
Get our fire department to pose in one.
There you go.
Or no, that's a calendar.
Yeah. That's the fundraiser.
Yes, there you go.
Maybe the auxiliary can get that done.
Okay, so then I told Sean to come for the Elliott Fire Hall because of the The insulation is falling out of the top. There's one plug socket that has kind of a hole on the side.
The minor cosmetic stuff is not what I'm really concerned about.
Nice job on the concrete. Very much.
I had to get a little creative because when they put that, I think it was Jess Cunningham.
Yeah, Bauer screw. Construction.
Yeah, because they put it and it sloped towards the street slopes towards that, so there's kind of a valley there, so I had to kind of rake it up a little bit, but it does drain slowly, but it does drain.
Well, it looks much better than it did, and the trip hazard is gone.
Yeah.
Both with the hydrant gone and and the trip hazard that was there with the concrete.
In the door?
No, in the where the concrete came out the corner of the building.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when they had that fundraiser, I came out of there and busted my knee on it. I'm like, yep, this has probably got to go.
And then Dan and Stacy were fine with putting it on the other side because it basically ends up on them. So.
Mm-hmm. And I just, literally, I just poured like half a bag of concrete around it to keep it to where kids can climb on it. It's not going to go anywhere. But if they ever want to yard it out, then they can.
It looks great there.
Yeah. The biggest concern, at least I had with the fire hall, was the back door that comes up into the ceiling. And I talked to Dave a little bit about it. I don't think he really wants to do anything with it, but probably gonna have to pull that ceiling down in the back against that back door and box that off. Because they should have, when they built that, they should have boxed that off so when they spray foamed it, it hits that. And they should have done that with all their outlets. They should have boxed everything out first before they spray foamed. And I know it's a hard one to, you can look over that pretty easily because you're kind of on a roll, you want to get your ceiling done and whatnot, but I feel like that's the only way I can, you can look up there with a flashlight. And I mean, eventually it'll stop snowing insulation when the insulation runs out around that door. But there's 2 foot of insulation, so I mean, we're talking years and years. Unless, I don't see there really being any other way. Have you seen what I'm talking about? So that the gearbox goes up inside of the ceiling, and that door actually retracts up inside of the ceiling, and they blew and insulated right up against the gear mechanism and
so
the door.
So it's bringing
itself.
It down every time you pull.
So every time you pull the door up or down, or the wind blows, it just kicks insulation out. All over the fire hall, so that's the biggest concern I had with the whole. I mean, there's minor stuff here and there, but I can fix that. It'd take me a minute to caulk around some of the little outlets and things like that that kind of got missed. If you guys wanted me to do that,
I don't know why we wouldn't want you to do it.
Okay,
we want it right.
Yeah, because when is the next event going on there?
March 7th.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the bingo.
And then
March 20th is the Farm City.
Okay.
And I'm going to write a grant in March. They have a rural tourism asset kind of at up to $75,000. And I would like that to be used maybe for those front doors. It'd be nice if they had some glass on them, better insulated. That kind of thing, and then I would like to put some new street lights on that side of the main street.
Mm-hmm.
There is no overhead
lights
from the Yucca down. I would think it would be good if we
incorporate
it. We'll see if the Department of Commerce sends it, because I'm going to try to do it for Paisham Chamber, Town of Paisham, and Treasure County.
Mm-hmm.
Put the three organizations together, so it looks like we really, because we are working together.
Right.
Yeah. That flag light, too, I seen it was... The wiring is there. I haven't really looked into it. I don't know if there's a switch for it, but I know we do have to have a light on that.
We do. And the flag is ripped.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be on a sensor that the light comes on when it gets
dark. Whole housing's gone. It's almost like, I don't know if it got torn out of there or what. They use the fire hall light, I see, on the flag, but there is an actual light flag behind that monument thing that they built, that brick.
Mm.
That, and then I had some other little things about like the trees and stuff in there, maybe some landscaping, but that can all probably wait.
See, I'd like to, we'll get together on that, because in this grant, I'd like to make it, to fix that park between the Yucca and...
Dress it up.
I was thinking too, like, have you ever seen Mom's old building in Forsyth on the corner there? It's like the old, next to the theater. That was CMU brick, and I just stuccoed it. And so I didn't know if too, if you guys were looking into, you know, stuccoing the outside of that place, but, or some sort of, to cover up the brick on at least the fire hall side. The other side towards the BW, it actually looks pretty good. The other, yeah, I don't know. But like I said, that's just nothing like pressing. I guess fire extinguishers, first aid kits and stuff. I probably need a fire extinguisher at each door. Fire hall too, inside mounted somewhere. Is that something I'm in charge or safety
coordinator? I didn't even think about that.
Me either. I have no idea.
Probably safety coordinator.
Well,
if you get a Danny and maybe order some, I can mount them.
Well, we have to appoint the new safety coordinator.
But we
or
could
whoever.
Have the fire department put some... fire extinguishers and
there you go.
Yeah. Either way, or
anyway,
if they buy them, I can install them. It's not,
yeah.
No big deal.
Or you just pick them up at Sam's Club or Costco.
Yeah.
I bought mine.
Yeah. And then paint colors. Do I get with Dave on that, or did you guys hire a painter for over there? I can't remember.
We did not. It was all part of his contractor, and Jessica did it.
Oh, Jessica. Okay.
I mean,
so they probably
was,
have the paint and everything.
I'm sure it all came through there, so he would. They would know. Because she
okay. was in there spraying one day, and I don't know if she was working as Jessica or Isham Hardwell.
Right.
Jessica was on the razor thing. Okay.
She was the hardware team. Yeah.
And then I was going to talk to you guys, too, about the broom closet, or chemical closet, whatever, for cleaning supplies. Next to the kitchen, right? Is that what you guys kind of decided?
I hadn't decided nothing.
Okay, so...
Yeah, whatever.
We talked about a couple of places.
Yeah, and I figured, so, you know how the kitchen lays out like this, and then it's kind of open to the fire hall? What I was kind of just thinking is I'd build a full wall and then do a broom closet off of that, and then do a half wall, like a 4 foot, that just comes out the width of the kitchen itself. And then that would give you guys more room, too, to where you could set up a table here to where there's a boundary to where people can't just walk, you know, behind the kitchen into the fridge. Like, they would actually, like, during events, you would have to walk around. Because, like, if I'm already building a wall here, I could just do a knee-high out, like, 10 feet or something. Just to kind of a divider wall, if yeah. you guys are okay with that. And if you don't like it, I could always cut it off and later and pull it out, but... No, but if you guys want me to...
The last storage shelving thing I got came off of Amazon for $150, and it's sliding around over at the community center.
Yeah.
So, you know, the bar is really, really low here on what we want. I have no preference.
Okay.
But I think it's good to have some place to have these things so they're there to
yeah.
be used. How, where, I don't
know. Okay.
I don't have strong feelings.
I don't either. I just know that there's going to have to be a place to put the stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that one table that came out of that conference room from Silverthorne, at this point, the big longer table, I thought that would be like treated like an island or something, because it's not going to fit with anybody's, you know, it's not
yeah.
going to match any other table in the place.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we just dropped a lot of that stuff off there with
right.
no idea. I had no idea. I had no preconceived idea on any of it. I just knew it was free and available to Treasure County,
mm-hmm.
and there would be a place to utilize it.
Well, Holidays in Hysham.
This is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays in Hysham, didn't they use that table for?
They did, to serve
off of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it was basically an island. It
yeah.
did, and it worked really, really well for them.
Right. Mm-hmm. So did. Did Dave ever get a final inspection on that place? Like, actually get a CFO on it? Do you know?
No, not any idea, but he should have had to get something.
Because they had to pull permits for that, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, they should have to submit.
Yeah.
Because I know the grant thing, they got, because that was some of that was grant money. Mm-hmm. So they're going to want a final on that too, and probably a CO mm-hmm. from an inspector.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what, you know, we filled out, but I think there's got to be something, because that's what held up so much of it, was waiting for this inspector to come.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to change the bathroom so they were ADA compliant.
Yeah.
Because we had those extra cabinets that looked like they just, the one that's in the hallway by bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
that got put there because that was supposed to be a bathroom cabinet. But the Dreamwood had to rebuild those so a wheelchair can go in there and wash their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so that was all inspected by somebody.
Yeah, that's the touchy part.
And so I would imagine he has paperwork someplace.
Yeah, and he probably submits that through the city, is what I'm guessing. If the city requires it, I don't know.
The city did. The
city doesn't have any building code enforcement.
So it went right to the state.
Has to be state.
It was a state inspector that did all of it. But that was between the contractor and the inspector, because we just paid for final.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is Dave planning on coming back and doing any more? Is he done over there? Do you know?
He did submit a final bill, which I had right here, and it says the install of insulation and uninsulated garage door, install of door sweep on the walkthrough doors, temping water for event in November, and temporary countertops and miscellaneous other chores. So.
Yeah. So, and I can take that. Well, I'll ask him.
Okay.
And see if he has the final stuff so we can get paid our $100,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can get with him too. Don't let him beat you guys up on that price at all, because I have a list of stuff that, in my opinion, should make it right. But
yeah, and again, it's kind of sticky because we all live here.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt feelings. I'm not afraid to, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I'll do my job, and like I said, this minor stuff, I can do it for probably a lot cheaper. And I'm the type of person where if you screw it up the first time, don't hire him back to do fix his mistake, his own mistake. So, but yeah, I have a list of stuff too. So if you're not comfortable paying that bill, I can get with him on that.
Okay. Because we don't have to pay for the temporary countertops and those other things, because we had a set date when we had that event planned.
Mm-hmm.
And that was between him and the countertop people, why he didn't have countertops.
Right.
And it took that plywood back to the store and did something. It was just plywood.
Yeah.
And so.
Mm-hmm.
But no, other than that, like I said, my biggest concern, and it's kind of like, come on, guys, was that back door. I mean, that's a little ridiculous, but, and I, to be honest too, I don't know how exactly I'm going to fix it, but I can fix it. I'm going to have to probably make a big mess getting it down, maybe try to sweep that insulation back somehow, and then frame a box around it, and then put the insulation back.
Well, that back door, I always see some gaps of daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I should be able to fix a lot of that stuff.
I don't know, is that one uninsulated too?
The back door? Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now that I think about it, there is an attic access, isn't there? I might be able to access that back door through that attic access, so I might not even need to take that ceiling down. I'll take a closer look at it. I'll fix all that stuff.
And we'll see, though, if we get some grants, because to really make this good,
mm-hmm.
to make the best out of all of our HVAC and that, you have mm-hmm. insulated doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a great winter, so it doesn't show up.
Right.
Yeah.
But a typical winter where every day mm-hmm. is like it is this morning with a negative, gets really expensive on a big old space like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they... that tank too, I wonder how efficient. Have you guys started paying propane on it to see how, because that tank out back runs those heaters in the fire hall, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
and the tankless water heater.
And the, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But if you guys want me to get started on stuff like that, I can try to get in there. March 7th is the next. What is it?
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Try to get it sealed up.
Yeah.
nice and pretty. That front door I need to work. I showed you that when I was showing you the concrete too. That threshold, there's kind of a gap there.
There's a real gap there.
Yeah, so I might be able to, I might even just find a chunk of oak and lag it down somehow.
See, you're a bit more creative than I was. I was going to use an old, either that anti-fatigue mat that you stand on, but actually I was looking at, we use a lot of our Baylor stuff. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Use that at the bottom of doors. I use it everywhere because a man and mouse has to work to push through that. And you can't push it. But it's like, we need to have something because that's a toe stubber. At the holidays in Haitian, we put a rug over it.
Oh, did you? Okay.
There was a big old rug we put so that people wouldn't, because it's a dip where the two, and that one Bauer Construction did with the masonry when they put that side door in.
When they put that door in is when that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they should have jacked it up a little bit.
The Ricketts didn't like the way they did the door period, so we talked about him filling that in, and I thought he was going to, but...
And Wes looked at it too, because he did, you know, that building had that, there was about this much gap of cement between that and the wall.
Yeah.
Just gravel. And so they did that on the side too.
Right. Yeah. I think that would be the best bet, is I could probably just rip something down to where it goes to nothing and hits that other threshold.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Because they were afraid to add more concrete on that because of the, you know, expanding and contracting and then the door. And the way it would fit, and that's why I think that was left there when Bauer did it.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, well, I might even just put that spray on foam insulation and take my my electric knife and cut it off.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So.
That sounds great.
Other than that, I got just a bunch of little stuff. I'm almost done with ceilings in here too. Aaron.
Next week.
Office, sheriff's office, and men's and women's bathroom. The women's isn't bad, the men's bathroom. I don't know if the tracks were different tracks in there, but they're all rusty. Mm. So I don't know if maybe
when something flooded or something.
Yeah. Probably from the flood, so that bathroom's been flooded more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the moisture in it.
Okay. Yeah, and then I was going to change the fart fans in both, too, when I do those, just so, or I don't know if that's correct terminology.
We know what you mean.
Exactly.
But, yeah, change both of those, because I'm sure they're ancient and probably not efficient at all. So.
The cold air intake at the community center, right?
Right.
Well, that's what it appears to be, but there's...
In the back hallway?
Yes.
Yeah,
is that what it is? There's so much cold air coming into the community centers, the calls I've been getting.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Is there people over?
Danny, I know Hannah has a key, and I think we have the other key. I don't think we have it checked out, but Danny's down there. You can go grab it from Danny. You have a key, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody in there today.
Well, yeah, I can see what it is. Maybe it's just something.
I keep forgetting it when I'm in there to look to see actually what it is, but in my mind, but it's electric heat, so there shouldn't be a cold air return.
They came in and told us that there was a fan running. Well, there's that fan that's in the fire hall that you can hear running in that back, too. So, I don't know. There's quite a few things that we had to go over and look at that day. But
the only other thing is possibly before March 7th, could we order... those peel and stick something to no parking to get the signage on the front of the building so it's not all peeling. You know, do something, those doors. Do you know what I'm talking about?
We're supposed to have the letters.
Yeah, they brought things to spray paint over them or
something.
Stencils. I don't know whatever happened.
I don't know what happened to those either.
Like fire hall or
no parking. No parking.
It's kind of like over here, these ones.
Yeah.
I think it already says it. Just repaint what's on there.
It looks like they were a vinyl that was put on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. They were kind of pricey.
But even on the sides of the building, they're so faded. They've been there probably my lifetime that I don't even know what they're supposed to say. But
right.
It, yeah, that nice new building, you pull up and everything's peeling off of it. you kind of wonder is what's going to go on inside, and then you go inside and it's very nice.
Right. Yeah.
And if there's an event going on, you could park there because the
thank you, Hannah.
Right. But it's
all right. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, the sun is brutal. I noticed even at the dump, all those nice dump signs, that they're all just torched from the sun.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a way around getting a sign company involved and doing like metal signs with metal lettering or something like that, that protrudes or something. I don't know.
I'm open to all of it.
Yeah. Okay. And
whatever you can find.
I know on the sale barn we had vinyl used, and then we had. And it really didn't work.
Right.
Out there where we had red, and we had Kim Klein paint it.
Mm. And that held up pretty good.
It's holding up better than that big quilt block. I had that done at a sign company that I know is metal with vinyl on it. Mm. And it is, the sun has really faded their red.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Red colors on
yeah.
it. So I'm going to ask Jessica to make me a quilt block that she paints.
Yeah.
Because her metal.
Mm-hmm.
That she paints seems to hold up better than that vinyl plastic.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's just the sun and the heat on the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I thought they got stencils and we're going to paint these things. But there again, you got to peel off the old. I don't know what to do, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. I just think it would look nice if it was cleaned up.
It needs cleaned up.
However you get there.
Okay. Last thing, did Robin mention to you guys who ran into the fence at the dump? Tore up the posts and tore up the gate.
Nope, didn't know it was shit.
So.
Didn't know anybody ran into nothing.
Yeah, it's, there's cameras, so I'm sure he's got it on.
Yeah.
The
cameras aren't connected.
Really?
That's interesting.
As of recently? Or
that's what someone told
me. Well, it used to be because you went in the building, you could see everything going on.
I don't know. That was just what I was told, and again, I don't know.
Yeah, one time I got a phone call, and he's like, we stopped taking a leak at the dump. But I was the only one there. I'm like, sorry, Robin.
You're on a recorded line.
Robin,
are working or not? Maybe that's another question we need to ask.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if he had mentioned something to you guys. Like, that's something I could fix. Or I didn't know if he was going
to
pick it.
I'm going to have to look at the dump when I go by. I drive by.
So it's right next to the gate. It's almost like somebody maybe pulled too sharp pulling out of there and clipped one of the T-posts and just tore it out. Fence with it.
Okay.
And then it looks like they maybe tried to fix it a little bit, but it's all mangled up pretty good.
Okay. So there was no report anywhere filed.
Yeah. I didn't know if Robin had mentioned that. I was almost figuring it was probably from when they were cleaning the dump. They'd take that, their front end loader or whatever they used smash that stuff down. I figured maybe they clipped it with that and we're going to fix it eventually.
Or maybe the trash haulers clipped it.
And didn't report it.
Yeah, Republic hit it.
He may not have known he hit it with coming out of there with two of them. Because Republic
he'd have to lock the gate.
Those guys are rough on stuff.
Yeah.
They
tore the crap out of the concrete.
Yeah, that concrete is bad.
And they damage our boxes, too.
I wonder if you were to put up some of them rubber, like boat docks have them, big old rubber deals where this...
Or tires.
We put some tires.
Tires on there.
I'll donate to the
belts
off of Baylor. I'm telling you.
The belts off of Baylor.
All right, that's all I got for you. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get going on the fire hall, though. I'll try to get that, make that my priority.
Do you know where we could get some of that, what did he call that? That board that for... Well, if I could get
ballistic.
To the ballistic, yes, the ballistic paneling. Can you find that somewhere? You can. Okay.
I was going to say, it sounds like law enforcement.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Kevlar plated something.
Just something that he said it's real easy to cut, and you need a level 3 or higher.
Oh, really?
And you put it in where, like, Aaron's sitting, like, underneath, and, like, where Lindsay sits, so if there was ever anything, they would be protected in there.
Did you have this guy's number?
I do.
What is his number?
Dave McAlpin.
Wait, hold on a sec. What is that?
What
Dave?
A nice opportunity for
McAlpin.
You to freshen all this wood up.
M-C-A-L-P-I-N. And his number is 406-841.
Hold on.
2950. Yes. And he said there could even possibly be some grant funding.
The stain on those windows, if all of the wood matched that kind of stain. And now's an opportunity
to make it all match.
All kind of, but big, heavy, solid doors on this would be.
So I did. A
door quote.
I had a year or so ago. Glacier door come, but we were kind of in between projects, and I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
And it was expensive.
It was, but that was every door in the courthouse. That was jams and everything. But then I had my brothers look at it too, and they were like, man, why even replace the jams? Like, just do the slab.
Just get slab.
Yeah.
Because the minute you open it, then you're like, oh, no.
Yeah. You have to anchor to the brick, re-anchor it to the brick.
What else did we find when we got in there?
Yeah. So, yeah, like, I could call them back and see if they can't give us a quote on just slabs only. And then if you guys wanted to pick a color, because I know color could be, you know, $2,000 more or less, depending on, and wood type too. I mean, you could go with hemlock, which is cheaper than oak or.
What does Dreamwood build any of that stuff? The cabinet people?
I'm not sure. I'm guessing they probably would do doors. I can get a hold of them too. Have them come take a look and then keep it local.
Well, and then, because they did all the cabinetry over in the fire hall.
Yeah, that looks really nice, too.
Yeah, and I thought it was maybe excessive, but it does look really nice. And they were very pleased to go look at their handiwork.
Yeah, it looks really good. I wanted to
whoever we got the wood from, then, if you're doing ballistic panels, and say you would have to replace some of this wood, then they would all match. Your wood in here, your doors, your these panels here. Some of the things, just tie it all together.
Yep.
Yeah, and then did they have, like, swinging door, like, barn doors?
Yeah.
It was, like, that one that's up there.
Is that, like, what you guys
want? Was right here.
To put back, or?
We can't put it back, that's too narrow.
Yeah, see, like this.
Because you can't get a wheelchair through there. That's why this got whitened. See, all these guys come and tell you what you need to do, and then the next guy comes and says, oh, well, you need to do this. And so that changes what you already did. But that's why the door went away and these got shortened, because it wasn't accessible.
So, I'm confused. If there is a case, don't the attorneys on this sit on this side?
No. Yeah. They're on.
They're, I mean, but on.
Yes, they're on this side of it, yes.
Right. And so what is that back there?
That's to keep the gallery separate from those who are working the court.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody can go past that except the attorney or the.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like a barrier.
A witness. But anyway, you could fix all of that to be over time to where it all matched and glass it up. Sounds great.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you guys.
Okay. Did you guys have any meetings?
Oh. Yeah.
Can you claim them all for the county?
Yeah. No. I had Eastern Montana, the mental health one, and I'll fax in that, or I'll scan and email that agenda.
Kay.
If you needed it.
Okay.
And then MACO tax budget finance, MACO transportation, and MACO economic development. And I had Avell.
Yep, you did say that.
And then I also did those three Reimagining Rural.
You had a busy month.
Yes. So I have to say, we're doing one of our mental health, and Brenda says that during COVID, the alcohol tax receipts actually went, they were quite a bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason from Custer County goes, I don't understand. And now I'm on Zoom, so I couldn't explain that. Let me tell you.
Right.
I can explain what that is.
Right. And Baker, you just had MACO, or did you have, what else did you have?
I had a MACO chat, coffee chat. Oh, no. Something. I did that one. And then the midwinter, and I had oil and gas and Department of Justice.
I did oil and gas, too.
And what's the
other one? You did economic development.
Economic development in amongst the Mako. And I did two Imagine Rural. I missed the last one.
Okay.
Because I was Makoing.
Okay. Anything else? Anything on the next agenda?
Yes, please have the airport.
Okay, yes, I will put that, the airport manager discussion.
Because Ken Grunwald is kind of interested, but he wants okay. to know what's expected.
Okay.
And then, what was the other thing I asked you
about? Avail.
Oh, Avail. We can add that, too.
Okay.
He didn't even have a contract for the counties to sign.
So okay.
He's getting that to Bob Lee, that then we'll set up something here.
And that should be under the sheriff's department?
Well, it's been under sheriff, but I think we can maybe find public Commissioner. Health, and then I want to find... see if there's something with the school, because that's where they're these we have two of the tablets already.
Okay.
So obviously we'll only need one for a while. And actually, Scott, you could probably tell more about Avail than I could, because I
the actual the pilot program for the tablets for mental health actually was started right in the my jurisdiction back in New York was part of the pilot program for to start the Avail monitoring thing. I've used it over in Rosebud since I've been there. I think I may be the only one that's used it in Rosebud since I'm there, because a lot of them, there's just not a lot of training on it.
Yeah.
I think, my opinion on it, I think it takes a huge amount of liability away from the county if that is used.
Well, that's, see, we lost the grant. The grant was 100% paid for.
Yeah, they did over there, too.
We were together.
Yep.
And so I sat in on the one meeting, and I said, I think all it would take is one incident, and it would pay for itself.
Correct.
And not to mention, were you to have a situation where our law enforcement is, the fact that you have to drive so far, mm-hmm. and that then pulls you away from your jurisdiction for that great amount of time. But mm-hmm. I said, to me, in a school situation, the youth of today they're more, and I must be getting old because I sound like an old person when I say they're more troubled than we were. Yeah. But all it would take would be one suicide, one anything. And actually, I think if we work with the youth, we won't have as much trouble with adults than with mental health if we can work at it younger.
Mm-hmm. Is there an opportunity to talk to Avail about the size of our community and the size of our and how many times that's been utilized for pricing?
They're going to do it to, so we re-upped, Rosebud and Treasure County did yesterday.
Oh, they did?
We did.
Okay, good.
They're getting a new contract, and it's just going to cost Treasure County $300 a month for our two tablets and the subscription. And we're going to do some Zoom training so we can get our public health nurse that would be in the school trained up on it, as well as the other. And Rosebud County, what they're going to do is they're going to put a couple of the tablets, one in Colstrip School and one in Forsyth School. And so we're going to do some Zoom training. But Bob Lee thought we could go down there to their place versus to do Zoom. And I said, I don't know why we would do that. If they're doing Zoom training, we don't need to travel to be any place for Zoom. Our people can go right to the river bottom, because it's worked really well at Reimagining Rural to use their screens, be in that facility. And then people will come together.
And I'll second the fact that I don't understand why it can't be done over Zoom, because that's the whole basis of the program that you're learning.
Yeah, it's a telehealth that you're supposed to be on a tablet. So yeah. I said, this is, so we can set the time that will work for our people.
Right.
On the agenda, we need to have a discussion with Al, and we will have a lot of, no, never mind, wrong meeting.
The
wrong
next month. Meeting. March.
Next meeting
in April meeting.
So anyway, we're signing up for at least another year.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was thinking, I know $300
was not.
No.
He gave us 30 days.
Yes.
That we could easily trim to put.
Yeah, he'll be done the
31st. I really hope, but I said, boy, if we ever needed it. What a shame. The $300 that we gave this opportunity away.
Well, any incident that would happen.
And he said, Avell, goes, this is telehealth, is where it's all going. He goes, I could get you an appointment with some rheumatologist if you really needed it within 3 weeks or 2 weeks rather than wait a year or something.
Okay. Okay, anything else, guys? Anything else on the agenda?
No.
Okay.
A motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll move.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved.
Thank you, everyone.